Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for Speed Jokes, and they're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Got jokes sent in from all around our great land. Daniel Mertis, Vice President of Mertis Contracting Corporation in Broadview, says, "Hey, I love your show, but it would be even better listening to it with a WGN mug in my hand. And so I submit for your consideration the following joke." And then he sent us a joke that we're not going to use. AJ from Logan Square writes, "First time joke submitter here. I've had this one ruminating in my brain for a while. I hope you like it. Fingers crossed for a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug." Mike in the Twin Towns sent us a joke. Pete Walters in the Florida Keys did. Bill from Schererville, Indiana. Kent Heisner did. IHSA referee number 60420. He always likes to remind us of that. I'm not sure why. Harold Hosewater in Tremont sent us a joke. And Steve in Chandler, Arizona did too. "Hey, so you know, I just ended day 15,000 of never having to use the Pythagorean theorem, which my math teacher insisted I would need someday. Hey, Andy, how did 37... Oh, wait a minute, that's coming in too early. Stand by. Stand by for special effects. An experimental version of Speed Jokes using special effects. Hey, Andy, how do 37 mathematicians get on a bus with 36 seats?
I don't know how.
They carry the one. I'm old enough to remember when eggs and toilet paper were so cheap we used to throw them at the houses of our enemies. Not anymore. I got this note in the mail. Hey, King John, what does it mean if holy water sizzles when it hits your skin? Asking for a friend. What'd the blanket say when it fell out of bed? Oh, sheet!
Sir, France is made of sausage.
What a stupid thing to say, sir. Francis Bacon. That's my favorite joke of the month. And I don't even know what we just did there. Oh, gosh. Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
I didn't send you your line.
Okay, let's wing it. In the following scene, Andy will portray
an employee,
and John Williams will star as
his boss. Stand by. Okay, Andy, hit it.
Sorry, boss, I can't come in today. I have a week off.
You have a week off?
Great, I'll see you next week.
Did that work? Are we laughing at home? Hey, Andy, I was at the bookstore yesterday, and I bought you some books.
Oh, no. Dave warned me about this.
Here, just read this. The Art of Button Collecting by Zipperah Broken. And I Was a Nearsighted Marksman by Mr. Completely. And How to Grow Your Own Vegetables by Rosa Carrots. Hey, Andy, have you read How to Talk to Cows by I. Ken Moo? Here's a real good book you might enjoy, Andy. Don't Wake the Baby by Elsie Cries. And Where Republicans and Democrats Are Today by Miles Apart. And, Andy, here's one more book for you. I gave a copy of it to Dave last year. The Art of Apologizing by Thayer Thari. What did the snow... We haven't perfected the special effects component when a joke requires somebody to be on the phone. I'm going to work on that. What did the snowman sing to the snow woman? I only have one. Ice. Send your jokes to John Williams, please, at WGNradio.com.